You guys ready to do this? Are you guys ready to have the greatest text predictions ever?
Yeah.
Okay. Casey, are you okay? Are you on Twitter arguing right now, Casey?
No, actually. I was just going to post something that is relevant to my prediction so that I could reference it on this particular show. Just trying to
He's playing checkers.
He brought props, dude.
Yeah. He's playing chess right now. All I got is a notepad up.
With sentences.
I'm going to make the most ridiculous predictions for 2026 and tech, and not only me, but also Casey Muratori, Trash Dev, and Tej. We're going to be making the greatest tech predictions of all time. At the end of it, at the end of this, one of you will call us Nostradamus because we're going to be correct. 2026 bingo card is going to be filled in, and we are going to be future tellers.
Yes.
Anyways, that's true. That's what we're going to do today. And so the thing
I even knew he was going to say that.
Yeah, he did. Because you were on mute and you were actually saying the same thing. But the thing that makes this special is that we're not just doing any sort of prediction. Not like some lame ones like Sam will say AGI in 2026. We want real predictions, okay? We're talking about ones that are outrageous and outlandish and that people will find shocking, if not disturbing. So be prepared. All right, who's going to go first is the real question. Who's going first in this tech prediction cycle?
I assume what we do is we each give one prediction,
yes.
Then we each give another prediction, not someone gives all three,
yes.
Right?
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. You don't want to do all three at once because I feel like that's a waste opportunity. We all give one.
Yes.
Yep.
Yeah.
I'm going to tailor my list based on everyone else's. I have a lot of choices here.
All right, I'm happy to go first with my most obvious one.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because it's obvious.
You're killing me, Merge Cop. That little stunt of yours turned into a 6-hour post-mortem.
She's merging a prod! Ugh. You have the right to remain silent.
Come on, Kamish. That code wasn't clean and you know
it. I don't got time for this. Them RCs are being vandalized across the city.
The Diffler.
No. The Diffler's a myth.
The Diffler's out there, and I'm gonna be the one to deprecate him.
You need to focus on your JIRA tickets, not chasing a ghost. No more cowboy coding for you. I'm assigning you a partner.
A partner? You can't do this to me. I am a lone wolf. I'm an IC. I do not need some deadweight junior dev hold me back.
No. You're not reverting this one, Merge Cop. He might actually teach you a thing or two. He did graduate top of his class with a flawless CI record. Merge Cop, meet your partner, Lieutenant Squash.
Pleasure to knit your acquaintance.
Merge Cop! Merge Cop!
Unit tests, functional tests, end-to-end tests. Acceptance tests?
Performance tests, load tests, stress tests, math tests, system tests, internationalization tests.
Attention all units. There has been a reporting of a Diffler sighting at a local cafe.
Copy. We're on it. It's our chance to get the Diffler. Get in!
Compatibility tests? I just was throwing more kinds of tests.
Shut it, Twish. It's time to get the Diffler.
Sanity tests. Snapshot test.
Smell that.
I've been telling him I need new
smells.
Squish, stay in the car. I'm about to force my fist in the Diffler's face.
We have to stick to the process.
What do you think you're doing?
Building in public?
Wrong answer, Diffler.
I know my rights. This is just a side project.
What is Merge Cop even doing? I'm working on my side project. I don't even need him. I'm using Code Rabbit.
With something like CodeRabbit, it's like having a code founder always watching my back. I'm not gonna leak customer information. I'm always gonna be up to date on coding best practices. You don't believe me?
You can try it too at CodeRabbit.ai.
Next week on Merge Cop.
I'm on your diff like a peep. Oh, I know you're the diff.
So my obvious prediction that I think everyone should be predicting now, not just because it's true, obviously, but because it's funny, obviously, is that I think 2026, it will, in retrospect, like when the dust has settled in the year 2040 or whatever, when we look back at computing history and we're like, when did it happen? What was the year? Like, what was the year when it all finally happened? I think we're going to say 2026. And I'm referring, of course, to the year of the Linux desktop. The actual year of the Linux desktop.
That's a good prediction.
I think 2026 will be the year that goes down as the tipping point. Because 2025, Linux got a lot of momentum. Some of it from Microsoft, like by just the controlled flight into terrain that is Windows, the operating system. That's giving Linux a huge boost right now. I can certainly speak for myself and say that I have so many more Linux machines running now than I ever did, and it's all just based on fear of what Microsoft is doing to Windows and it not being a stable platform, which was the only point of using it in the first place, right? The only point of paying for it is that it was supposed to be more stable, easier to maintain, you know, more turnkey and all that stuff. As soon as that stuff isn't true anymore, you know, if your driver compatibility is suddenly worse on Windows than it is on Linux, why are you there, right? And so there continue to be more and more reasons to leave, less and less reasons to stay. And so I think 2025, it kind of picked up this momentum. And in 2026, in theory, we're getting like the Steam Box, for example, like our first sort of standard consumer Linux distribution pushed by a major, basically monopoly in the space. Like they own game distribution in PC. And they are now saying, here is our official platform, and it's not Windows, right? So I feel like there's just a lot of momentum going into 2026, and I feel like this could be the year where adoption starts to really pick up. So I'm saying, when we look back, 2026, year of the Linux desktop.
Love that.
I love it. That is, strong I feel like start. That's a correct prediction.
Yeah. I'll go I next, because I've got Linux. One that... I know I've got one that I know Casey will like. Slash.
I was going to say let's go in alphabetical order, which is also you next.
Is it? Oh
yeah,
man.
Because the prime is in Teej and trash, and so
the prime. I was like, the primogen. I like that.
Okay, there will be a viral vibe coded app that gets hacked, but this time it will be unnoticed for at least 1 month. So people will continue to use it. So this time it won't be some security researcher, blah, blah, blah. This will be someone is secretly taking over the Vibe Coded app for at least 1 month. That's my measurable prediction.
Okay, but is there any like extra sauce you're going to put on this prediction? Like if you had any idea how computers work at all, a quick look at the logs would have told you you would have been being hacked for like months on end. It would have been oh, I'm getting 5,000 requests per second from China.
Yes. Yes. Sure. I think the hack will be so obvious in retrospect that we will have to do at least one episode of the stand-up about it. So okay.
That's okay, but that's good. Okay, so now you actually put something on it. A hack will be so unnoticed and go on for so long that we will do an episode of the stand-up on it.
Right, yes. Well, I feel like saying greater than 1 month unnoticed, that's my measurable thing. I'm trying to do, measurable predictions here. I want it to be, to be known. So there you go. That's one of mine.
All right. That's pretty good. All right. You. No, I'm next.
Wait, I'm next.
P-A-G-T-R. Come on, dude. I'm next, okay? Alphabetical order.
Alphabetical order is challenging.
It's true.
It's true, especially in JavaScript. All right, so I've been thinking a lot about this. And, you know, I kind of made a realization about the AI industry is that there's some big players in it right now, right? So you got OpenAI, obviously a big player. You have Google, really just, I'm shocked at how much progress they've made in the last 6 months. They went from losing on the Poly market to absolutely dominating the Poly market right now. And so you see all these kind of companies cropping up like Anthropic, a company that's solely just doing AI, and you're just, okay, well, you know, there's a lot of people popping up. But I realized something. There's a name that is mysteriously missing from the list, despite them actually having an AI product that people just don't say very often or don't bring it up. It's like Ben brought up. I've seen it said once or twice. Like Apple's Apple already gave up. They already said uncle, and they went and said, hey, we're going to just use Gemini, right?
So I see where this is going. I see where we're going with this. So, I think I'm feeling it.
So here's my big one. Here's my big prediction, which I think is going to happen. Like, I genuinely actually think this is going to happen. I think Amazon is going to purchase Anthropic.
Oh.
I think it's
Amazon
right.
Amazon owns Bun.
Yeah, they'd own Bun, but I think that Amazon is purchasing Anthropic because they need to make inroads into this whole thing, because they already had Whisper, right? They already were trying to do some level of this kind of coding interaction world. They just never really got anywhere with it. And I literally know nobody that's using any of their AI products. And so it's like they have one called Q or something, right?
Yeah, they have something.
They have like a coding IDE.
The craziest thing about that is you can tell where all of the Amazon headquarters are, where they have an office thing, because that's the only place when you look at Google Trend search data where people are searching for Amazon Q is literally in those places. You can find every single one.
Yeah. So this is my guess, is that Amazon, to make bigger splashes and to get that, because they haven't been doing the world's greatest on the stock market, right? They've been hovering around their price for quite some time at this point. Their year-to-date earnings is not good. It's not looking like a fantastic thing. It's only up about 4.68% or something like that. So they haven't really been nailing it. They've kind of missed the boat on AI. At least that's the perception I'm getting. And so I think 2026, they're going to try to turn that ship around, and they're going to come back hard.
I love that.
Thank you.
That also solves a bunch of problems for Anthropic, because my understanding is their hosting and infra side, they are not as good at doing that as like AWS would be. So it actually, I like this one, Prime. That's a great one.
Thank you.
I mean, Teej, are you referring to synergies there? Because it sounded like you were referring to synergies that could be exploited.
So let me put on my business hat.
Yeah, there we go.
It's a see-through.
Oh, man. Yeah. Yes. I was like, why can I see the writing through your head?
He took off the top part of his head. He's putting on the business side.
Wait, why is your hat green?
Let me put on my business hat here.
It's an elf hat.
There you go.
I would call it synergy. And we'll circle back to this later. Thank you.
I feel like there's no way anyone would ever want to be acquired by Amazon. It's just like a hard no.
There's a lot of people that have been acquired by Amazon and have made a lot of money.
I'll throw
I know. I mean, that's like the main reason.
Acquired by Amazon.
Twitch is still here.
It's true. It's true.
Yeah, I'm currently streaming on an Amazon acquired service.
Like, rather surprisingly, because I feel like it was not managed particularly well, which may have also been true prior to the acquisition, but it's still here. So.
Oh, the management is horrible right now, I would most certainly say. I'm not going to bring anything up, but let's just say that they have the single most controversial unbanning, I think, of all time.
Yeah.
Well, it's always been that way. Like, they're kind of like a this is going to be a horrible thing to say. They're kind of like a parent who is on an addictive substance, right? They do completely like unpredictable behavior in a way that makes people scared and unhappy, and then they do something nice, and like it's really bad. Like, if you just analyze that as a human relationship, you'd be like, I have to get all of these streamers out of the home, right? It's like what I'd be thinking, you know, because of like the way they behave and play favorites and all these other things. So it's weird. I don't understand why it is that way. But,
Casey, Chatter Protective Services.
Yes.
Oh,
yes.
My goodness.
I feel like, I mean, Streamer Protective Services even. I don't mind changing the acronym.
Yeah,
it really
yeah.
does feel a bit wrong, but anyway, that's a topic for some other cast. So, all right, so Amazon buys Anthropic.
Yep.
That would be a big announcement, obviously, when that got said.
Yeah, and I think
the price
is, what the price is, too.
Oh, I never thought about the price. The price, I honestly haven't looked into Anthropic, but I know it would be at least 10 figures.
How many numbers is that?
10 plus billion, right? 10 plus billion.
I had to like process that in my head. I was just like, wait.
I mean, no, sorry, 11 figures, right? It'd be 10 plus billion, right?
Yeah. Didn't they just acquire Bun for like multiple billion?
It's got to be more than 10 billion.
Valuation.
Yeah, Anthropic is also under a settlement to pay $1.5 billion in damages already, so I'm pretty sure $10 billion isn't going to cover it.
Right. Yeah, well, I just said at least, okay?
Under $100 billion, Prime.
Under $100 billion. I would be shocked if it made it to $100 billion.
Okay. That puts a hard cap on it.
I'm just picturing, like, you know that meme where it's the guy in the theater from The Boys or whatever? You know when someone's mad or watching
and the light's just flashing on his face.
I'm imagining all the people from Bun saying they changed their Twitter profile, so I work at Anthropic. They're now switching it to I work at Amazon, and they're just all upset about having to change it to Amazon. Like 2 months later, they're just like, oh, all right. And they're just all so sad about it. Oh, my God.
That's
because that's how I would feel, to be honest, if that actually
Maybe they can buy it with Rainbow Six Siege credits, though.
And they have billions of those.
What are your trashes predictions?
So I feel like everyone else's predictions have been way more realistic than mine. So maybe, but
that's
how predictions work. Okay, here's one that's kind of weird. Okay, I think we're gonna have a reckoning of.
Hold on.
I don't know how to say this without like sounding terrible, but I think we're gonna go through. I've been like trying to debate how to say this in my head this whole time. I think we're gonna go through another wave of segregation between AI users and non-AI users.
Damn, the use of segregation was crazy.
I was watching Teach's face. He was like, "What are you about to say?" No, so like, so there's gonna be specifically human-only spaces. So I think like one of the big things right now is a lot of people are like relying on AI as a crutch for like personality, knowledge, whatever. And like nothing feels real. And I think this is only going to happen like in spaces like in San Francisco or something where like you can't come in. It's like basically like a no device policy, right? I think there's going to be something like that entered in. I don't know how realistic it is, but in my mind, I would love to like... Like when Cluely came about and their whole commercial was like, I'm going to wear these glasses and I can just know all this stuff. It really just turned me off and I would really hate a reality like that. And if devices or companies like that become even more bigger and more advanced, this will be more and more of a problem. So in my mind, I was like, okay, people are some like, especially people that are hardcore anti-AI, I can see them like popping up like a human only space, even for like hackathons or something. Right. That's one of my predictions.
Great prediction. I had a similar one where people put stickers on like projects or other things. There's like no AI used in this project, like organic, you know?
Yeah. Ooh,
this
is like
anti-clanker.
I love it.
No clankers allowed in this establishment.
Exactly.
I think it's coming. Yeah.
Yes.
For sure.
100% on your team, Trax. Like Steam. That's a great prediction.
Steam already does this though, right? Doesn't Steam have some sort of they had like a no AI generated art was used in this, or no AI something was used in this, right?
I think they're having some limited AI disclosure policies, but I don't remember exactly what they are. I don't know if they're required or voluntary, for example.
Yep.
Okay. I know it's something. Okay.
But they do. Yes, you can put that on your page. Like there is, it has happened. Yeah. AI disclosure. Like how much AI did you use? You can put it.
Interesting. Okay.
You guys want to do snake draft? Or we go back?
Yeah.
Ooh.
Oh, okay. So not
me.
I love
that trash.
Yeah, is it me or is it not me then?
It's me again. It's me again. I get to go again.
Okay.
I go, I forgot to write this dude's name down, but the Palantir CEO, the guy that was like jabbing the sword.
Carp.
Yep.
I predict he gets arrested this year for something because he just freaked me out.
Okay.
He's getting arrested. That's all I'm saying. I don't know what and why, but that dude creeps me out. He's probably getting arrested this year. 2026 prediction right there.
All right.
Boom. Okay.
Do you think he will be arrested due to use of Palantir software that is able to track his like illicit child pornography, money laundering, drug deal, whatever it is? Or do you think it will just be a regular arrest?
I think he might stab someone with that sword he was just jabbing around.
Okay.
If I had to guess.
Okay.
If it happens,
no complex observation software necessary.
Physical murder? Like that?
I don't know, man.
Holy cow, trash! Right now, go check Palantir stock. It's going down. You just crushed their stock. You just
yes. That's as far as my. If it happens, we have to like do some kind of watching party. I don't know.
A watching party because
like we watch him perp walk. We watch him get perp walked out of the on like loop on Prime Stream or something.
Okay. I was right. Yeah, there we go. Mm-mm-mm. Can't wait.
Okay, Prime, your turn.
All right. Here's my second one. Yep. I feel like this one's a fairly obvious one, and I kind of feel like I'm cheating a little bit saying this one.
It's okay.
But I am going to say it, and I'm going to say it with my chest, unlike trash. I'm not going to kind of feel bad saying it, but I did love how you said segregation, then it turned into the
AI. Well, that's why I felt bad. I wanted to avoid that word, but I didn't know how else.
So then you paused on it.
And then you made everybody question what was about to happen. All right, let's see. So this is actually along Casey's lines where he was talking about how bad Windows really has been doing and how good other services have been doing. This is really spawned from Cursor and its recent acquisition. I think Cursor is going to make a play into the repository hosting space. And the reason being is that I think that a lot of vibe coders, they don't know, let alone care about repos. They don't know what the heck GitHub is and what the difference between Git and GitHub is. I think you have no strategic moat in the day and age of vibe coders other than they need version control to be able to walk things back and to be able to store it so that other people can access it of some kind. And so I think that we're going to hit this thing where GitHub has lost a bit of its stickiness in the next gen, the version 2 of programmers, shall we say, or version 3 at this point. And with the V3 programmers, since they don't care, and then I think Cursor will deliver something that is objectively better. And I think when it does, there's so many assumptions and so many pieces of software about like using GitHub. Like a good example of this is in NeoVim, in a lot of the package managers, you type in like the Primogen slash Harpoon, and it's like, ah, I'm going to go check GitHub for that. I think the moment this thing comes out, that people are going to flood to whatever this alternative service is so much that that service, by the end of the year, there will be package managers that default to cursor.hub.com or whatever it is.
I do think that the Microsoft, in much the same way that they've primed people for an exodus for Windows, they've also primed people for an exodus from most of their software. Like,
yeah.
In general, their posture towards their users is like openly hostile most of the time. And so what you basically create when you do that is this sort of powder keg that a competitor can come along and light, right? And, you know, I think they've definitely done that for GitHub and probably for other services too. I'm imagining things like Microsoft Teams and Office 365, which we don't probably have a lot of insight into because I don't think any of us here has to use them. They're probably in a similar situation where, like, they're open to like collateral attack because they're just so abusive, right?
Mm-hmm.
But
I've got a prediction that's going to run a little bit counter to that one.
Okay.
Oh no.
This one's more controversial. I'm just going to throw it out there.
Okay.
Here's what I think. I think GitHub is going to split from the AI division and release at least one feature this year that Casey thinks is good.
What?
But to be clear, less than 5. I'm not saying Casey's going to use GitHub. I'm just saying there will be at least one feature in a release where they're seeing writings on the wall. They saw last time, holy cow, we wanted to make some pricing go down and things are bad. It's so bad that Palmer's going to get in there. Not Palmer Luckey, but Jared Palmer. They're going to just be like, we're so dumb. We're going to throw this all away. Time to get this out of the AI division and do something different. So there we go. I think they're going to try this year. Do I have a lot of hope for that? No, but I want to stake my claim out early that they're going to try and get out of the AI division and release one feature in a year, guys. Come on, they can do it. I know it. There you go. We'll come back to here. We'll come back. We'll see.
Is it me?
Yeah, go ahead, Casey.
Wait, hold on, we got
to
pause.
Like,
on
is
yours
anyone reacting
second,
to that? Because like, I don't have a reaction to that, but it's definitely anti. It's definitely kind of going in the opposite direction as primes. Not really, but I mean, it's
no, very opposite. I'm like,
what do you
I'm
think?
Over here
well, I think Cursor can still do the same thing. I still think Cursor should try and compete with GitHub. But I'm saying that's what I think on the Microsoft side they're going to do.
I'm just throwing it out there that I think that your take is so much less likely. But I will want to say that my next take, by the way, is going to be hilarious based on your take right there.
Okay, nice. Nice.
Wow.
So.
Prime, you should just say your next take then.
No. It's Casey's turn.
All right, Casey, go ahead.
So this take is...
Wow. Sorry, Casey, your reaction to that was...
So this next take is perhaps we'll get disqualified for non-specificity. And I apologize for that, but I'm not knowledgeable enough about the space to give the, like, here is exactly how this will play out take. But my prediction is that in 2026... there will be a highly controlled implosion of OpenAI. And what I mean by that is that, like, OpenAI will not, like, go bankrupt or whatever. Like, it will not implode in a way that appears to be an implosion. What will happen is there will be some kind of, you know, backroom thing where they figure out like what's going to happen with OpenAI because it's not really sustainable, but a lot of people who are very powerful and control very large successful corporations need to make sure that it doesn't be seen to just completely explode, and also it has potentially valuable IP that they want or contracts that they want or whatever else. So there will be some kind of like transition of OpenAI from its current state into some new state that is sustainable, and that will be done by external people with lots of money or something. So like I said, very vague, but just like it seems like they've hit a price, a capital outlay point that is not sustainable, and so they will have to kind of just be owned by someone who actually makes money soon.
I like that one.
I think that's fair. I'm not gonna say this, but I was on mute. I was actually gonna have that as my okay. that was runner up to my third prediction, was that OpenAI will have to capitulate to the fact that they are in over their head, and they have to do some sort of like transition where Nvidia will effectively adopt them in, or some other company will become owners of OpenAI.
Which like I said, I'm not knowledgeable enough about like the inside info of like I don't have the kind of insider knowledge necessary to predict what this will look like. It could be that it's way worse than I'm thinking, and there actually will be like a severe implosion. That's possible, because I don't know, like, but my assumption is that it's not really possible based on how many deals have been done and how many players there are. Like, OpenAI is currently losing the race for being the AI that people care about the most. Like, it seems like they are not going to probably win that race, but they're also not last or anything. So people who have been struggling more, like Meta, like Amazon, I would see them, you know, having a vested interest in acquiring that IP or something, right? Like, to someone who's trying to play catch up. So it just doesn't seem likely that they actually implode in a real spectacular sense. So that's why I say controlled, highly controlled implosion, like an acquisition or whatever. Yeah,
it is true though. OpenAI is like second place on everything. Like everything they do, they're
not the best coding.
They had the most emotional gooner like capabilities for a long time, but they neutered that with 4.0.
Prime, who do you think has a bigger like consumer subscription amount of people like subscribing to ChatGPT?
No, I know that they're winning currently by name, but what I mean is like they're not the best coding one. Everyone likes
second in everything.
Right.
Okay, let's just look up the numbers of how many people visit ChatGPT.com versus like, who are you going to compare it to?
Well, I think Google Gemini is going to start doing a large. I think it's going to start eating into a lot of stuff. I think all the other ones are going to eat it away. And I think that they're like right now in business, for business usage, Anthropic has succeeded and has now overtaken OpenAI as the number one used AI for coding in business licenses. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's like,
yeah.
I think they're going to just start losing. Like in image generation and video, I think they're going to lose to Gemini. Like they're just going to keep on losing because they're not quite number one.
Yeah, I don't disagree with you on that, but I'm just saying, I think you're discounting how many people.
They have huge name recognition, though.
Yeah, well, but I'm not saying just like, not just that people know the name. I'm saying
everyone uses ChatGPT.
ChatGPT.com is unfathomable.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I know. I just assume that's just all name recognition, right? Like, the normies go, oh, ChatGPT is the AIs that they're all talking about, right? Like, they don't have this concept that there's many AIs.
Which I think, again, is why it's unlikely that they will just completely implode, because it's like, there will be so many people. Like, the only question is, have they created a company structure so complicated that no one can actually come in and legally salvage a bit? So it'll just be like lawsuits for like 10 years or something. So there is that, which I don't know how to factor in. But like, otherwise, I imagine, you know, acrimony aside, somebody or some set of somebodies will come in to clean up the mess, because there's too much value in the mess for them to let it go, right?
ChatGPT gets 6 billion monthly visits.
There you go. And they have an AI that's very good compared to a lot of the further down the list players. And so unless all of those players massively catch up in the next year, they're going to be a very attractive acquisition target, even at a high price point and even in a messy situation. If you can basically then take that sort of as a way to jumpstart your failing AI program at some other company, like Meta or somebody, right?
Yeah.
That might be harsh to Meta. I'm sorry. I don't know the state of their AI. I just know that nobody seems to care about their AI right now. So, like, getting something like a ChatGPT seems like a win for them.
Have like a model or anything? What's up with?
They were doing all the llama stuff.
They have Open Llama and all that stuff. I don't know if they have a closed. Yeah. They have a gigantic investment in it and like a special like division entirely for it and all that stuff, which I've read about. But like, I again have no insider knowledge, so I don't know like where they're at. Like, for all I know, 2026 could be the year of Meta's brand new amazing AI model that they've been working on or something, right? But I just have no insight into where they're at. They could just be running around like chickens with their head cut off as well. So
to be clear, I think OpenAI will. I actually like Casey's prediction. I'm just saying, calling them second in everything is crazy. That's so not true.
Yeah, insane. Not second in visits. I'm saying seconds in capabilities. I don't think I think that the other models are superior to what they do.
Well, and also just to clear, I mean, since I haven't talked that part of it, I'd also just clarify, like, this is my prediction is not a statement on the quality of OpenAI's AIs either.
Yep.
It's more just the fact that the capital expenditures required for these things are just absolutely insane.
Yep.
And so when you look at the kind of game they're going to have to play, if compute really does continue to be the primary thing that gates your advancement, right? Either because you need to run larger kinds of inference runs, or just because even if you don't, but you need to be able to try lots of different kinds of inference runs as your engineers try to figure out algorithmic advancements, because straight compute doesn't really cut it anymore. That still means the more compute you have, the more independent experiments on training you can do, right? And so when you look at the capital expenditures that you're going to have to make to compete in this space, the problem is just that all of OpenAI's competitors, all of them, have way more flexibility. Like, Google doesn't even lose money. They make astronomical amounts of money today, and they can do that CapEx, right? Yeah. So they can just outspend OpenAI. They know they can look from the outside and basically know exactly how painful it will be to OpenAI for them to buy this much power, for them to build these many data centers, for them to have this much advanced chip orders or RAM supply or whatever it is that year in terms of what's the hardest to come by. Power. Electricity is currently the thing, right?
RAM.
And not to mention lobbying. Everybody, Google, Microsoft, Meta, they have all developed very advanced lobbying capabilities in the United States. OpenAI, to my knowledge, has very little. right? So when you're talking about we need to deregulate this zone so we can build a nuclear power plant here or whatever the long game is, right? They also can't compete there currently. So I just don't see them being a long-term independent player. It doesn't make a lot of sense to me. And so maybe, I mean, there are ways my prediction could be very wrong. Like they just never implode. Like not only is it not 2026, but it's never. And that's if they manage to have enough sort of deal-making and like weird balancing act stuff to just keep people keeping them afloat without ever actually fully acquiring them. It could happen, but even then, again, like I said, it's like the idea that they're going to run as like this independent company, I think, is just kind of over.
All right.
Casey, you get to go again now.
All right. So the last one, and this is by far my most important prediction. The other two were about fairly trivial matters, such as the world switching to Linux, and OpenAI having a controlled implosion of some kind. This one is actually high stakes and very important.
Oh.
And if you open up my Twitter feed right now, you will see that I posted a tweet from January 21st of, like, this past January 21st, right? So almost a year ago. And what happened was I had attempted to send Jonathan Blow a box of Williams Sonoma signature peppermint bark for Christmas. And I ordered this well in advance of Christmas, like several weeks before Christmas. And to this day, they have still failed to deliver this box of peppermint bark. And I've posted many Twitter updates as they have falsely updated the shipping page for this thing. I made a prediction last year that Jonathan Blow, who is currently working on Order of the Sinking Star, would ship that game, which at the time was still quite a ways out from shipping, and still sort of is.
Oh my goodness.
That he will ship the final version of that game out to customers, and you can buy it on Steam and on console, whatever else, before Williams Sonoma figures out how to put 1 2-pound box of peppermint bark in the mail. And currently,
we
seem to be on track. John has stated on this podcast that he is committed to shipping Order of the Sinking Star in 2026. And even if that's not entirely true, because traditionally John has often slipped games from like Christmas to the spring, like Braid Anniversary and The Witness, I think both shipped in like February, right? Just right after in that, because you often don't want to ship at Christmas. So maybe we'll say this one's for Thecla fiscal year 2026, which technically ends in like March or something, right? So a year from March. But basically, 2026, at least Thecla fiscal year, will be the time that I am proven correct that Williams Sonoma will fail to ship one box of peppermint bark before John finishes the entire freaking game that took 10 years.
The peppermint bark trailer did go pretty hard at the Game Awards, though.
Yeah. That's a good point.
True.
Order of the Missing Peppermint Bark is the actual
Casey,
game name.
I thought for sure, and I came prepared.
I thought you were about to rip your shirt
we
in
were
half.
Going to be referencing the Apple.
Yeah.
Chains, okay?
Yeah.
I thought you were going to be referencing these. I thought you were going to talk about how these are going to not be viral this year, but I'm sporting one right now.
Okay,
what?
So Tej, I felt like, oh my God. It's worse than I thought. It's worse than I thought.
Wait, that's $300 or 100? How much is that?
I spent
$149. What is going on? That's like a $10 cost of goods.
Casey, look closely.
That's a shoelace.
It's just a headphones cable taped to my phone. Okay.
Okay.
I thought you bought it. I thought you actually bought it.
I bought that.
Okay.
I did it.
All right, hold on. My daughter is sneaking in here. Hold on one second.
I thought you actually bought it. I was like, holy crap.
I don't have
You don't even have an iPhone, do you?
I have an iPhone. I had to tape it. All I have was green painter's tape today. It's invisible.
So here's what I will say about that. I definitely thought about that, but I felt like I couldn't use that as one of my predictions because I'd already made it.
Okay.
I already said that it wouldn't happen, like, 6 months ago whenever we talked about it. And so, like, and we have a date on the calendar that we set at that time. It was March or something.
Yes.
And so, like, when that comes around, believe me, we're doing a stand-up on how nobody bought it correctly.
I'll be showing up with 10 of them on.
I know, Trish, you like this, buddy.
When I say nobody bought it, I mean besides the hardest core Apple shills. Parentheses trashed it.
That's still one of my all-time favorite episodes when Trash realizes he's wearing like three different Apple things.
I've been grained in the ecosystem. I can't get out. I'm stuck.
He's still man. Like, as soon as we get off this, he goes and puts on his Vision Pro to walk around the house. He's afraid to tell us, but he just walks around the house with it.
That's how I tell if my food's rotten or not, through my Vision Pro.
TJ, okay, to be fair, I purchased the idea that that thing costs $150 that you're wearing.
Yeah, I know. I was so excited. It's literally just a headphone cable.
But wait,
the real thing is that much, right?
But you're saying that, but what's the difference? Like, how is that actually different than the Sling?
Oh, that cable's more expensive than what Apple had to make.
Yeah, possible. It's not made from renewable resources in a carbon-neutral way.
Right.
It's a cable that, you know, Mother Earth can't approve of.
Yeah, exactly.
That's the difference. The Apple one will be made from entirely, you know, the finest spider silk woven in, like, a magical factory that somehow has zero emissions.
All right, here's my last one. I have a few rapid fire ones I'd love to shoot.
Yeah, we can do rapid fire afterwards if you wanted to.
Okay.
I didn't even do my last one. Didn't you just do your last one before Casey?
No, that was Casey. We're going back. It's trash.
Told us this was your idea.
I forgot.
Okay, so I think there will be a large, so we'll say greater than $1 million, probably significantly more, but at least $1 million payout to a completely fixed Polymarket prediction. So someone will have complete control over the outcome and will just like put $500,000 on no and then not do it. And they're the one that's in control. And it will just be like, what can you do? You predicted it. You're an idiot because they could just not say the word AGI in this press release and they got $1 million. Congrats. So I think there will be at least one greater than $1 million payout. That is the person who fixed it is the person in charge of the prediction who also takes all the money.
So you're basically talking
about politicians.
Probably like a boxing match.
Yeah.
Where they rig the fight.
Right.
Yeah, exactly.
Are we talking about Snake Eyes again?
Yeah. You're talking about Polymarket becoming like the old school mafia fight fixing kind of a market where they just create. They have a finger in how the thing will go.
Except because it's not gambling, it's not going to be illegal to fix it or something. It'll just be like, will so-and-so win a local election, right? And like for mayor. And then they will intentionally like go cheat on their wife to lose it on purpose and be like, hey, I ethnic slur or something. Lose the race, get $5 million, retire to, you know, somewhere far away.
Gotcha.
That's actually an incredible idea, and it makes me want to run for office. Like go out there and get a big Polymarket going.
Prime greater than $1 million payout.
There's a better payout than that.
Yeah.
If you created the show or movie or whatever it is for Netflix that is just that plot, a politician who is trying to lose to win on Polymarket, but all of the things they keep doing, like cheating on their wife or whatever, keep bolstering their poll numbers. That is like a surefire, like, you know,
and they're like,
comedy blockbuster. Yeah, like, and it keeps trying to do stuff like getting caught with drug dealers, but again, that like bolsters his poll ratings because now he's super cool and popular or whatever, right? And like, it just keeps backfiring, and he's like trying so hard to lose.
So there you go. That's mine. Those are my top three.
That's a good one. You may, for all we know, you may already have been correct.
Yeah,
meaning
true.
That could have happened, and we just didn't hear about it. So really, 26 is the year we hear about it. Because
it's
a good idea,
and
you think someone would try it.
Or whatever it was, the thing where they kept throwing the lady pleasure device onto the women's basketball court. I think there was like a polymarket bet of will a dildo be thrown into the basketball game?
Oh,
and someone's like, yes.
Like, and it's me.
Oh my god.
So that I know it's been some amount of money. I just don't know to what extent has the money been.
I want to try something like that so bad.
Wait. What do you want to try so bad, Trash? I just want to just a quick clarification.
All of the above.
Prime, quick, do your prediction.
All right. I'm actually still struggling to this point on which one I want to do, because I have two highly competing ones, and they're both extremely related to each other. They both involve cursor.
Okay, just do both.
I know, but it's really, really, it's really hard. So the first one, I'll give the one that I'm going to throw away, which is after Microsoft loses the battle to GitHub, they acquire cursor because they lost the editor war and lost GitHub, and so they rebuy it all back to win. I know. I figured it feels like the best kind of two-part series one right there. Here's my alternative hypothesis, is that right now, super secretly, I think Cursor is developing a model that will not only rival but beat Claude Code as the premier coding model. And they're going to go from one of these, like, what is it, level 5 providers of AI down to a level 4 provider, which is they now are an OpenAI / Anthropic level company, as opposed to someone that's just redistributing these models.
You're saying Opus, not Claude Code. You're saying...
I said Claude's coding ability. Yeah. Yes, it's going to rival Opus, whatever their Opus is, and they're going to beat Opus.
They already have Composer.
Yeah, Composer's their one.
Like, they're already trying this.
Oh.
It's not a secret at all.
No, they're Composer.
Like, they released this already.
That was like two months ago.
I haven't been keeping up on that kind of thing.
Great prediction, bro. Hey, my prediction, Mom Donnie's probably going to win New York.
You should just keep
the first one. Josh, take it out. Microsoft,
no, don't take it out.
For losing the battle to GitHub and to VS Code, its own fork.
Hey, Teej.
George Washington's going to found a company or a country.
Teej,
do you think that they'll finally release the third Avatar movie? And do you think it'll do well at the box office?
Yeah, that's my prediction. That's my prediction as well.
All right.
Yeah, for me. Chalamet's going to do a ping pong movie someday, too, I believe.
No way. No. No, he's not. That's ridiculous.
All right, Josh, leave it in. Chalamet, zoom in on Prime's face.
It's unreal how much TJ references this guy.
Josh, please zoom in on Prime Space when he realizes that.
Cursor's gonna release an editor, bro. I think 2026 Cursor's gonna have an editor.
Alright, whatever.
Trash, you're up.
I tried.
Yeah, so originally I was gonna say the Microsoft literally just guts their org and just replaces it with Cursor's team. What my backup
saying, Trash, to be clear, your prediction is they just like fire everyone from GitHub and just.
I mean, they ultimately acquire Cursor, but like slowly, you know how acquisitions go. People start getting.
You're saying the acquihire, but not like as a company. They're just going to try and poach everybody.
No, they're going to just like take Cursor over, but then they're going to end up like just gutting like the existing employees, replacing them with the Cursor ones.
Gotcha.
My backup one is there's going to be another major outage in tech, like at the scale of Cloudflare, Amazon, whatever, where the postmortem is going to be that they're going to say it was AI-generated code, and they don't actually understand what it said or what it did.
Oh!
That is a good one. That is a good one.
Trash! Yes!
cinema trash.
Boom.
So there's trash only one reason I disagree with that.
Come on, Casey, give me it.
The reason I disagree with that is because the only people who will have that outage have, you're 100% correct, but they will have too much invested in having tried to convince you that AI coding doesn't suck, that they will never tell us that fair. That is what actually happened.
It's that's fair. The only why reason Amazon I disagree buys with Anthropic you. Is they have such a down that they have to buy Anthropic to fix it. Trash, I actually had a similar one. I was going to say that Amazon... through so many series, or it, technically it was going to be Cloudflare because they've been down so many times this year, was that I was going to say one of the major services was going to get only a 3.9 rating. They are going to be down for like 180 hours total.
Oh.
Were they
I think we call it a 9.5s rating in the business.
A what?
A what?
What? Do you guys, okay. So do you guys know what
I have no idea what you just said, but I will say, okay.
Do you know what 5.9s is?
Yes.
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 So 99999.
5.9. Yeah, oh, so you're saying 5.9s. Right,
people
see.
Say 5.9s, they mean 99.999%, right? Or
yes.
Whatever. You know, it's the standard.
So I said 3.9s.
How many standard deviations is that, right? So in traditionally in the industry, when the thing sucks and never stays up, it's called 9.5s, which is 55.55555% chance that the thing is running.
Gotcha.
No one's ever heard this before? Come on, guys.
No.
For us, that's good up time, Casey. So we're not
developers.
We're not trying to throw shade at anyone. 9.5s is great, okay? Everyone's trying their best out here.
Hey, man, it worked half the time.
At one point.
It's better than a coin flip.
Yeah.
I mean, 55%.
The thing I was working on right before I left Netflix was a automation framework, and it had a 1.9 uptime.
At least you had a 9 somewhere.
We
like
had a 9.
90 or 9?
90%.
No. So 1.9 would be 90. So it was like 96% of the time it worked. But that's a really high number for running tests on when you ran 1,000 tests.
That's pretty good.
Trash, you probably remember that every time you did a TVY PR, it was like 40 tests would just fail, and you're like, I don't know why.
Yeah,
and then
like
you just rerun it again. You're like, four tests are failing. Run it again. You're like, they all passed.
Yeah, it's quite a problem over there.
All right, do we have any like side quest predictions that are just like fun ones that you wanted to get out there?
Yeah,
I have another serious one.
Oh, go ahead. Oh, me?
But yeah, we'll start with TJ because he was the one that originally did it, Trash, before he just rudely interrupted like that.
Yeah, sorry, Trash. It's about you, Trash. So I need this one. I'm going to need help because I'm obviously not going to do the work for this, but I know that there will be a few people in the audience who can help me out with this. Trash will have greater than 20 unique snacks on the stand-up this year.
Ooh.
So please, someone do a spreadsheet and keep track of that for me. I will not be able to.
I have a 20. Counter one. I have 20. A counter one.
20.
I was going to. So one of them was that Trash will give up snacking.
What? These are completely opposite predictions
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, because I thought that Trash is going to get some sort of horrendous medical report that he doesn't want to share with people, and thus he'll be like, no, I'm just eating salad these days.
Trash looks great, bro.
You can't eat Twix all day. He's going to have like tea. He's going to have like a tooth problem or something. He's like, dude, bro, I got to lay off the Twix mouth guard.
Hey guys, this is me laying off the snacks, to be honest.
So here's my question about why I'm confused about all the like Microsoft GitHub Copilot and then like cursor by whatever things that I'm confused about. So from Microsoft's perspective, and I don't really know because I don't know anyone in this org to ask, from Microsoft's perspective, isn't GitHub just kind of unimportant to them? Like, why do they care about... I didn't really understand why they bought it in the first place. But if they can end up in a situation where somebody else, like Cursor, has to manage all that stuff and just has to pay Microsoft for all the cloud compute and whatever... Isn't that just a straight win for Microsoft, who then doesn't have to actually spend resources maintaining a code base for an online source code repository that currently probably just loses them money? Or do you think they're making enough from like fees or private hosting to make it worth it?
I'm assuming the enterprise plan goes crazy for them.
You do? Okay.
That's my assumption.
The other thing, Casey, that's Just like as far as I'm just curious. Tell, from hearing this get talked about, I mean, I used to work at a company that was kind of competing against GitHub in some ways, like at Sourcecraft.
Yeah.
We did like code search. We didn't do direct hosting, but we did a bunch of other features that GitHub did.
Yeah.
Right. But we tried to like, you know, what make them fast or like correct. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's a lot of it's about just being able to vertically integrate all their stuff. Right. So it's like, oh, you host on this thing with your code here. Here's a one-click way to like make this be on Azure with like here's direct to get into VS Code or like, right? Or like here's a deep integration between VS Code to GitHub to Azure to GitHub Actions to right? And then like you start at GitHub. Everyone's on GitHub. So then you're like, oh, I click this thing and it's like open in VS Code. Okay, sure. And then not right. So it's not like I think a lot of people are like the training data. I think there's something there probably, although like
but everyone can access that.
It's been reorged to Core AI though.
Yeah. Right.
Okay. So basically what you're saying is because open in VS Code, who cares? Because again, VS Code is free. But if what you're basically saying is, okay, if we own GitHub, we can make it easier to deploy directly to Azure than to deploy directly to AWS, and that's a good thing or whatever, because then it means that more people will use our cloud hosting service, and that's what we actually care about, which is what they actually care about. So is it basically that? Or do you actually think that they're making money on, like, Trash was saying that the enterprise plans are actually valuable.
Yeah.
Is that, you think that's true?
I think they make money on GitHub.
Okay.
I don't know. I haven't seen anything, like, in a while or anything for that. It's just from what we heard, like competing in some of that same space, a lot of it was just like, hey, when we do the Microsoft way of we vertically integrate all of these, we run any part we need to at a loss at any time to force out all the competitors. And then we try and lock enterprise people in for a 5-year contract, make it impossible to get off and charge them absurd amounts of money. Right. And it's like, okay, check our balance sheet, what we make quarterly at Microsoft. And it's like, yeah, we'll just, We can do the GitHub thing. Like, it's important though, because then now we can make it easier to do all of this other stuff. Same thing with VS Code. Like, the point of VS Code is so that they can make it so that it's like you get to GitHub, you get to Azure, you get
So, and presumably they will also then be able to sell the AI. Like, if they owned something like Cursor, they could then charge for the AI compute time, which is also what they want, right?
Right. Yeah, and I don't know how much that's changed. I mean, it's been kind of a while since I, like, you know, maybe it's much more now about the data than it was before, right?
Right.
But it's also about just being, like, in the spot to be, like, they're going to suggest Copilot as the thing. They're going to turn on Copilot by default on your repos, and then that's what people are going to think, oh, I need Copilot. That's AI review or AI completion or whatever.
Right.
And then boom, now the company uses it. No one gets fired for picking Microsoft previously. Maybe soon they will start getting fired for picking Microsoft or whatever. But then that's like how Teams is like what? How much bigger than Slack?
It's huge. It's like double the size or some nonsense.
Yeah. It's like similar situation, right? I think. So that's my understanding.
I mean,
so there you go.
I'm totally on board with that. Like I said, I just wanted to understand it because I'm just like, why do they care? But yeah, if it's like, if those are actually good fees for them, like then and all that. And I could see it being like if everyone wants to use something like Cursor as their IDE, it does, I guess, if Microsoft's plan is like we want to make a lot of money off of something like Copilot, if Cursor just decides not to provide Copilot as an option, then that's kind of the end of it for them, right? So I can see why that would be valuable to make sure that you kind of own the thing that's the front end.
I did have one more side one. I think that somebody will release such an egregiously poorly vibe-coded application that one or more founders/C-suite will go to jail.
Ooh.
Go to jail?
Yeah, due to like the type of data breach and the type of data leak that ends up getting caused, or the type of harm that gets caused by it. Because, you know, at some point, if you hurt somebody or you make material losses, you can actually, you know, find yourself in more than just a civil suit. And so I think that there will be some sort of damages so big that they will be thrown into some sort of jail. Now, this may be a 2027 prediction. Maybe I'm a little off on this one, but I do think we will see that. And this was kind of birthing my underlying conspiracy theory, which is that I think we will hit some sort of qualification or push for software engineering and the AIs will be the ones that have this qualified positioning to like alleviate you so you can't be held responsible for the code you release. That will be over multiple years, though. But I think the first step is that I think people get arrested and held accountable for the code they wrote. So that's step one. So 2026, someone will get arrested.
Has that ever happened before? Because this would be a gross negligence standard, I assume. Because basically, like, yeah. Presumably you're not talking about someone who intended to do something.
Yeah.
Because, like, if you're just talking about an AI thing, unless you're talking about, are you talking about intentional, meaning someone told the AI to do something nefarious? You're talking about something where they accidentally, like, they asked to do something that they actually were trying to sell and that is not nefarious, but it was so poorly executed by the AI that, you know, somebody got killed or something like that.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm calling in the second one. They get held like manslaughter or some sort of.
The delete button doesn't actually delete data. They go to jail in the EU. Easy.
True. I wasn't talking about the EU.
I mean, there
though.
Are, yeah, I don't know. I mean, there are fraud cases, but they're usually, you have to be intentional. Like Elizabeth Holmes is the person that's coming to mind. I'm trying to think of like C-suite people, Jeffrey Skilling, Elizabeth Holmes, thinking of people who have actually gone to jail. It's rarely because of negligence, though. So, like, I feel like that's a tough one, Prime. I feel like you're on an uphill battle on that one, because I agree that they should go to jail a lot of times. They don't seem to go to jail a lot of times, though. So I don't know.
All right, it's a far one. That's why I didn't include it in my actual list. But it kind of is pretty sensational.
Yeah. I got one.
All right.
Someone actually legally marries an AI.
Oh.
Legally.
Which country?
Yeah, where?
America.
Yeah. America.
Okay, so first,
one of the 50 states legalizes. Legalizes AI marriage. One of the 50 states.
Which state would it be?
California.
Yeah, you know, you know what I'm going to say.
Let's just be real here. California.
California,
or New York.
100%.
Yeah.
Specifically San Francisco.
Right. And then Mississippi will lower the legally required age of the AI to 14.
Oh my goodness. Yeah,
Josh,
yeah. I didn't even think about that.
I just wanted to state that I did not approve that statement.
I did not think of that. Holy moly.
My next one, I don't know if it's going to happen anymore. The stand-up live in a theater or big venue.
For 2026?
Now we're canceled, so then I don't know. But then,
yeah, you're going to have to cut out the, the like, legally marrying an AI and then, like, underage
AI
in Mississippi. I apologize to Mississippi.
Happen.
No hard feelings.
Dude, she's 4,000 years old, okay?
My prediction is ruined.
I know. And TJ is actually upset right now. He's going to take his little Apple thing home.
Yeah.
I'm taking my toys away from you guys, okay? You guys wish you could be this cool.
Wait, your prediction was we're in a theater? Is that what you said?
Yeah, we'll do an episode like live, but like at a like cool venue or something where
we
people
should do
can
it,
hang
okay.
out with them.
If we're going to do that, we should go to Nashville and do it in a bar. Like Nashville is super cool and people show up to those kind of events. And they do like shows in bars.
Okay.
Is there a lot of coders in Nashville?
No.
Yeah.
They also have
so cool singers
in other places too.
I know, but I want to do something fun. You know, like do something that's like unusual. Not like we're in GitHub's old office before they got acquired by Cursor.
Okay, whatever.
I mean, I see what you're saying. The question though, I think it's fairly important to pick some place where you could actually sell tickets to it, right? And if you pick some place that doesn't have much of a, you know, presence of people who would watch the show, that makes it
kind of
hard.
I already know we're going to do it in San Francisco, okay? I just want the idea. We could also do it in New York.
We're going to get eggs thrown at us, San Francisco.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Wait, people throw eggs? Oh, yeah, they do have a lot of wealth inequality there, so they're probably throwing those high cost items at people.
I'm catching them, bro. I'm like, dude, this is free money. Thank you. I'm taking this back with me.
$10. Only the freest range eggs. They were like,
we don't even have eggs like this where I'm from.
Yeah, each chicken gets its own like 1/4 acre plot to live on, and it all And a little like housing.
It's like a wagyu
subsidized housing and a little like a little place where it can get avocado toast in the morning.
Massaged every day.
It pecks at the avocado toast like to get the you know what I mean?
What kind of coffee is my chicken drinking? I only like Ethiopian roast. So
right, yeah, yes. Absolutely, absolutely.
Goodness.
What is this little timer for? Oh, it's to make sure that the chicken's tea has steeped the exact right amount of time before
Can't
it sips
too hot.
It. Yeah.
Someone's saying, would be doing the stand-up as a session as a tech conf count as doing it in the theater? Like, you know, like for React Miami. If React Miami, we said, hey, we're going to go there and do something or for some conference.
Well, Tej definitely wouldn't. His prediction would be at least half right. Like, he couldn't be accused of being wrong, but he might not be completely right. Because you're not booking your own venue.
I'll make it more clear. We have a standalone.
Just a live episode.
It's not part of. It's not under the auspices of anything else. We just say, here's a date you guys can come. And we do. And we record one with these four people. So Casey has to be there in person, too.
All right. What about, is there going to be an opening act? Or is it just going to be a singular thing of stand-up?
Like a magician? We're going to have a magician?
So probably it's going to start with a juggler. He's going to probably start with three balls. Then he's going to go four. Then he's going to go five.
And he's going to toss it to me.
Six, seven!
Oh, no! I hate my... This is the end of the episode. That's the end of the episode. Oh, my... Dude, my son... my son's clothes are size 6 to 7. He's like, I wear 6, 7. I'm like,
Damn, so TJ, that was good. That was actually good.
Oh my goodness.
I hate 6-7, but that was pretty good.
Did you see it coming? Did you see it coming at any point or no?
No,
but
I
there's no way you planned
not.
That. There's no way he planned that during the juggling joke.
Yes,
it came to him while he was counting. It had to. There's no way. There's no
I
way he
like
thought that far ahead.
The opening act is Tej playing the marimba. Let's be straight. It's he like just plays the arimba for a little while, like 15 minutes of marimba to like get the room set up.
If we do one in person, we're obviously going to play a song with us and some maybe other friends too. Like we'll do some other fun parts of it. That would be exciting. Right.
Can I do my magic card trick that I wanted to do the last time we did an event?
Yes. Yeah, you can do the magic card trick you want to do at Family Feud. We'll tell Casey about that.
it's so funny. It's so funny. I've worked on this magic trick card like for a decade. I have one magic trick, and that is it.
Yeah. Okay.
Wait, we can't tell you anymore on air because it's going to spoil the secrets. We'll tell you after.
Wait, what was the trick we did at Theo's Place Prime where everyone was like, how do you do that? It was like David Kramer and everybody.
I can't. Okay, we can't talk about it. Let's just
be quiet.
Is that
the trick?
I don't know if I've done it before, but I just don't want to talk about it.
Okay.
All right. I think this has to be the end. Hey, thank you very much for joining us on the extended edition of this. I hope that you enjoyed it. And also, thanks for hanging out with us for 2025. All right? This is the last one. So thank you. Hopefully everyone had a...
Bye, everyone!
No blockers today. Thank you for joining us.
Have a good one, everyone.
Bye!
All right.
Boot up the day. Vibe coding. Errors on my screen. Terminal coffee. And hair. Live in the...